G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to this special edition of a short episode that's going across every podcast on the Channel Eric Network, channelerk.com. As you're probably aware, the week commencing the 30th of January, with the exception of Eric FM Metal Monday episode 18, there were no episodes produced for that week on Channel Eric at all, due to the lockout of my former audio host Mevio, and so that has caused me a lot of inconvenience, over 40 hours of website work and a lot more ahead, a new audio host and new subscriptions. If you're listening to this either via the Channel Eric mega feed, which is everything except for Metal Monday, or if you have subscribed to one of the shows and you are actually listening to this, you are listening to this on the new feed for each particular show. Go ahead and delete the old one. You won't need it. There won't be anything coming out on the old feeds. Make sure you delete the old one and not the new one. But I'm sure you're all intelligent. I'm sure you can figure out which is which. And to help you determine which is why I'm basically talking to you now. On all of the show feeds, with the exception of Eric FM Metal Monday, the next four shows that you will actually be receiving are specials, which I'm calling Mevio Luxury. And basically the reason for that is because Mevio turned a lot of us off without warning, without any advice, because they're changing their direction in their business model. And we couldn't upload episodes to the Mevio feeds for about a week. So what I've had to do, I've had to find a new audio host, because I didn't know if I'd ever able to be uploaded to the Mevio feed. They, quote-unquote, very graciously allowed us to turn back on our feed for a short amount of time. And so new feeds for all the shows, and that's why you're listening to this now, because the Channel Eric mega feed's working, and also you are listening to a new episode on a new feed of a particular show. The specials that are coming up, the Mevio Luxury episodes that you will hear are podcasts that are not produced by me, not edited by me, no introduction by me, with the exception of this episode, and this is why I'm doing this now. There are four music podcasts that I listen to, with the host that I listen to and I respect, and they've been around in the music podcasting scene for many years. All of them at one stage or another have had their audio hosted on Mevio, and with the exception of Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast, the other three podcasts were affected in some way over the week that we couldn't upload. I'm actually doing a blog post in conjunction with each one of these four parts that you'll see on the website at channelact.com. And you can read more details about what I'm briefly telling you now. But you'll also be able to hear the different perspectives of the different podcasters, and also reveal some history about some of these podcasts. I'm presenting them in full, because that cuts down my workload. B, I can use their audio and any downloads that they get as a result of this gets credited to them, not to me. And I'm also helping to promote them and their shows. There might be people who are listening to me right now who listen to one of these other shows who don't know that these other shows have also had problems. And it's also to promote the music. All of these four podcasts produce great podcasts in music podcasting. And two of them have been an inspiration since day one for Eric FM. The first episode that you'll hear is Erk FM Special Alpha, and that features Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. I will warn you, Colin gets a bit sweary, he gets a bit ranty, and so if you're worried about being safe for work, you might want to skip some of Colin's ranting, but listen to the music. You'll be hearing Ouroboros Podcast Episode 210 on Special Episode Alpha. On Special Episode Bravo, you'll be listening to Pete Kogel and the PCP Podcast, Episode 386. On Episode Charlie, Special Episode Charlie, you'll be listening to Rolly from the Dark Compass Podcast in what I joked, would be episode 575 million. Dark Compass 506, you'll be hearing on special episode Charlie. And Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast, you'll hear them on episode Delta. The Bugcast episode 196. So you'll hear that all four podcasts have got different styles of music, but they're all great shows and you should go and listen to them anyway. But this gives them a voice, it gives me extra content, it enables me to prove my processes before I upload my own shows, and it also helps spread the word about the podcast and the music and also what happened this week. As I mentioned earlier, Erk FM Metal Monday episode 18 was actually the only podcast that actually made it out, albeit a little late last week. The first episode that you get on this new feed will be Erk FM Metal Monday episode 18. The one that's about to come out very shortly as I record this is episode 19. And I managed to upload that to the new host. Episode 18 is not actually on the old host. And so, if you've been keeping up to date, you might not have heard episode 18 because it came out late. You can, of course, subscribe to Erk FM Metal Monday on iTunes. If you see episodes 18 or 19 and beyond, that's the right feed. Erk FM Metal Monday is not part of the Channel Erk Mega Feed. So even if you have subscribed to the Mega Feed and you want to listen to the Metal Show, you'll have to subscribe to the Metal Show separately. Next cab off the rank is Erk FM Extra, which is the interview show which comes out occasionally on Tuesdays. I've got no episodes in the can for that at the moment because I've got some interviews that I need to do. The last episodes that you'll get on the old feed, which hopefully you've deleted by now, would be the Emotus interview, episode 3, and the Domino interview, episode 4. You can subscribe to the new feed via iTunes, and you will be able to get the Domino interview, the Emotus interview, the Lee Saffer interview, and also the Tony Dean interview, plus the preliminary specials you can get as well. Also, what will happen in time is that any interview episodes that I've done on Erk FM will also appear on the extra feed in time. Next cab off the rank is the music shows Erk FM International and Erk FM Australia. As you may know, I started doing Erk FM, the music podcast, in January 2009. And in its current format of running on Fridays with the occasional Tuesday episode, it ran from January 2009 through to November 2011. From December 2011, the new format started with Erk FM International for international artists and Erk FM Australia for Australian artists on Fridays. Until now, they have been on the same feed, on the original Erk FM feed. But because the feeds were broken, I took the chance to separate the feeds, so there is now a separate subscription for Erk FM International and a separate subscription for Erk FM Australia. So you can do those via iTunes now, and they are a part of the Channel Oak Mega Feed. The Channel Oak Mega Feed is awesome. You'll get everything except for Metal Monday. The first new episode that you will get on the Erk FM International feed is episode 213, and the next one that you'll get on the Australian one that you won't get on the other one is 214. The international episodes have odd episode numbers, and the Australian ones have even-numbered episode numbers. So there are two new separate subscriptions for those two shows now. Those shows are continuing from this week, as normal. The international show released on Wednesday, the Australian show on Friday. Now, ErkPod is my talk podcast that comes out occasionally on Thursdays now, when I feel like it. I haven't recorded an episode since December. I'm actually placing that show on a bit of a hiatus at the moment while I get all this other sort of stuff sorted. The next episode will come out soon. I don't know when. Episode 357 will be the first one that won't be on the old feed. At the time of recording this on the 6th of February 2012, there is no iTunes feed at the moment for ErkPod, although that will change. Then you'll be able to subscribe to the new feed for episode 357 and beyond. But there's no iTunes feed for there's no new iTunes feed at the moment. We move to the weekends and Judy's Blast FM and Blast from the Past. You may or may not know that my mum Judy, who podcasted with me since 2009, is currently not podcasting for personal reasons, and she hasn't done so since November 2011. Unconnected with me via luxury, she is on a self-imposed hiatus, which I fully support. And if she decides that she does want to podcast again in either the formats that she was doing before, the show she was doing before, or something totally different, she's quite welcome to come back. She has my support. It is her decision, and I'm not rushing it. Those shows are on an extended hiatus anyway. They may never come back. I don't know, and I don't think Judy knows. There's no iTunes subscriptions for those two shows either at the moment. There will be soon, so you can download and listen to old episodes. You may enjoy some of the old Blast from the Past episodes that you might not have heard if you're a recent listener. And of course, the timeliness of some of those things don't apply anymore. But the Blast from the Judy's Blast FM, the music show for Sundays, there's no time factor in that. So you might enjoy some music. As Judy discovered, there's more to music than country and or western, and as she's discovered now, there's more to music than metal. So even if those shows don't come back, all of the episodes in time will be available on the website with the new audio host, and they will be on the Channel Oak Mega Feed, and in time they will be on the new iTunes feed as well. The easiest way, apart from checking iTunes or Pocket Cast Shifty Jelly, check the website, channeloak.com. Newly redesigned website, by the way. I'm really pleased with it. It's best it's ever looked. All the shows go to there. New addresses for Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com, Erk FM Extra, erkfmextra.com, Erk FM International, erkfminternational.com, and Erk FM Australia, erkfmaustralia.com. Sometimes somewhat easier for promo. So you can go to those sites, and that takes you to the relevant section, and the site is really well sectioned out now. So if you're listening to this, congratulations, you're listening to the new feed or the Channel Oak Mega feed, and so you will continue to receive content down the pipes and into your ears every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, with occasional episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you may get content later on down the track, who knows, on Saturdays and Sundays, who knows. But thank you very much for your support. If you've helped spread the word, thank you. If you wondered where I was, how I was for that week, thank you as well. I really hate making people resubscribe again, but at the time I didn't have a choice, and I still might not have a choice now. So thank you very much for listening, and until next time that you hear the regular content, and on all of the shows except for EKFM Metal Monday, I hope you enjoy the other episodes from the other podcasters. Thank you to Dave and Caroline, to Colin, to Pete, and to Rolly for not raising any major objections about me using their content under Creative Commons. It's all good. So until next time, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening, and good night into it.
Deadfest 2012, Valve Bar Tempe, 10th of March 2012. Dead Man, who's playing?
We got Lab 64 headlining, Empirical, War Faction, Jaded Empire, Emotus, Namaza, Tensions Arise, Domino, Foundry Road, and Nazjap.
Get on it. Don't hate Dead Man because he's metal.